The Bert Show.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I am doing great.
You are ready to get engaged.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
She's taking matters into her own hands.
But I have friends that did a similar thing and are still married and very successful.
That's great. I mean, you know, it's interesting because he had said before that he wasn't the marrying type and, you know, the whole, like, oh, you know, a piece of paper is just a piece of paper. You know, if you're together, you're together. But I really feel, I mean, with 100% certainty that he's going to say yes. I mean, he's the love of my life, and he's terrific, and I'm really excited.
Now, how long have y'all been going out?
Probably almost a year and 4 months.
A year?
That's still pretty early, don't
yeah.
you think?
Well, you know, I think it really depends, because I know, like, my parents were... They knew each other for 2 months before they got married, and they've been together for 26 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, it really depends on the couple.
Definitely.
And one of the biggest factors that really made me think that this was not just a fantasy but could actually happen was he's originally from Connecticut, and he moved out here, like I said, a little over a year ago, and we started to date. And after about 9 months, his job called him back. To move back. And I thought, you know, I've been in long distance relationships before, like when I was in college, and didn't work out well. And I told myself, I was like, you know what, if things are going really strong still after 6 months, this is something I said to myself, I didn't say it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what, if after 6 months of being long distance and apart, mm-hmm. and it's still going strong, I'm going to ask him. And it's been great.
And you're that sure he's going to say yes? You're that sure he's going to be as excited as you are?
I am positive. Well, it's the excitement, like, I don't know if he's like going to scream and jump up and down like a girl would, but I think he's definitely going to say yes. I mean, this is going to be in front of his whole family, too.
Now, that is the part that I'm nervous about.
That's where we put the
brakes on. There's a lot of parts I'm nervous about.
I mean, I'm not such a traditionalist, obviously, that I don't agree with you proposing to him. However, doing it in front of his family that my understanding is you've never met?
No, I've talked to his mom many, many times and, like, his sister on the telephone.
Okay.
But we've never actually met in person. So he's been out here to see me a few times. But he invited me this year to go to his family's house. So.
Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you just wait for him to ask you?
Well, like I said, I mean, he'd always said that it was just a piece of paper, that it didn't matter to him. But I think what my thinking is, and I feel, you know, like I said, really, really strongly that he's going to say yes, is that he'll realize that it's important to me and to my family. Like, I just don't want to, just move in with him. And I really love this guy. I'm willing to, like, move halfway, you know, across the country, you know, to be with this guy. And if I'm going to do that, I don't want it to be just because he's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want definitely more of a commitment. And it's when you were talking about, like, meeting his family on Christmas Eve, I'm actually going to talk to his dad and ask his permission if, you know, how he feels about it.
So you're going, like, traditional roles just flip-flopped.
Yeah, a little
so
flip-flopped.
So are you going to propose with a ring?
Actually, yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was shopping, I hadn't ever heard this term before, but they called it a man-gagement ring.
Man-gagement?
Like, that's really funny. It's a funny term, but it's a really beautiful, like, titanium band. So it could just be like a regular decorative ring, too. Like, I don't know if he'd want that for his wedding ring, but I definitely wanted to get him something that was, you know, masculine and strong and represented what I felt was the strength of our relationship.
All right, hold on 1 second here. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell the caller that it's really not too early. I had a lot of my friends tell me that it was too early, but it wasn't. We met April 2008, and we were married June 13th this year.
Wow.
That was real fast. Congratulations.
See, it's not the timing of it that scares me a little bit. It's the statement that, and I would have to see it or hear it for myself, his take on marriage sounds very different than yours. His take is, it's just a piece of paper. I don't need that to be with you for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how strongly he believes in that or not. There are guys that will absolutely, under no circumstance around the world, Susie was dating a guy for a long time. Mm-hmm. That absolutely this was part of his world. That if you want to be with me, I can love you forever. We can have children. But as far as marriage goes, that's just not for me. And it sounds to me like he's telling you, like, it's just a piece of paper. That's it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, that's why, like I said, I mean, he, every step of our relationship, he's been really supportive. He's like, he's not one of those guys who's like afraid to talk about his feelings, you know. And I know he loves me, and I'm really, really thinking that when he realizes that how important it is to me, that if it is just a piece of paper, it won't be that big a deal. I mean, I don't care about prenups or any of that. You know, like I come from a really good family, so I don't need, you know, like money or any of that stuff. That has nothing to do with it. So I think that's why most men are afraid of getting married, is they're so worried.
Yeah, that's just enough gray area here to make me think you certainly shouldn't be a public proposal, and it shouldn't be in front of his family.
Well, it should never be a public proposal in front of the family that you meet for the first time, man or woman. Mm-hmm. But I think that...
That's a good point.
That, to me, though, it's like a more creative ultimatum. Because, I mean, my only other suggestion is that if you don't feel comfortable moving and living with him as a girlfriend, then the only other option is you're going to have to give him the ultimatum. Either I am married to you or I don't go.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty harsh, but I guess it's true, because I don't want to do that. You know, I mean, he moved out here for work. We met here. So this is, you know, this is my life, and it's when he's here with me, it's fine, because I have my family, I have my friends, I have, you know, my career, I have all of that. But if I move, you know, back east where I don't know anybody, I'm sure he's going to understand, you know, because we've talked about this. You know, about me moving. I'm a pharmaceutical rep, so I can pretty much, like, work anywhere. But he works, I won't say what company he works for, but he works for a very big company, and he has a lifetime career ahead of him with this company. I can move around from company to company. It's not that big a deal. But I don't want to give up my friends, my family, like, the whole life that I've had, you know, just to go be some girlfriend. Not that, you know, I enjoy my relationship with them, but I definitely want to take it another step.
Kimberly, let me put you on hold for a second, because a whole bunch of people want to give you their opinion on it.
Not a problem.
It's about split right now, about half people saying, no way. It's just the wrong place, wrong time, just not right. And the other saying, just absolutely go for it. Why not?
Seriously, 50-50?
It's about 50-50.
Is that what our
right
audience
now.
Is?
About 50,
yeah,
it's always 50-50.
It's a shocker.
I know.
The Bird Show.